Traditionally, the University of Kentucky has benefited from the one-and-done rule. For each of the last five seasons, their top scorer has been a freshman who didn't stick around to become a sophomore. But heading into this weekend, this year's team is undefeated thanks in part to sophomores who returned in hopes of winning a championship and improving their draft stock. Joining me now is Pat Forte of Yahoo Sports. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be with you.
Most people thought twin brothers Aaron and Andrew Harrison would try to make the jump to the NBA after last season, but they're back, and the sophomores combined for an average of about 20 points a night. Are the Harrisons better off for having stayed in school?
Oh, I think so. They were not ready to be productive NBA players by any stretch, and I think it was a good decision for them, and it's worked out splendidly for Kentucky. Not only them, but Willie Cauley-Stein, who's a junior who came back, and thus, this is a grizzled veteran team by John Calipari yardstick.
Well, let's put that into perspective. There are 16 players on Kentucky's roster. There are just three seniors, two juniors. How much credit do the sophomores who stayed around deserve for the Wildcats' 30-0 record?
Well, they deserve plenty. I don't think there's any doubt. I think they have all the building blocks for a dominant team this year, whereas before they just had the best talent, which usually is enough, but now they've got the best talent and the most guys.
During Coach John Calipari's tenure, the Wildcats have flourished with freshmen like New Orleans Pelican star Anthony Davis. These players leave school after a year to enter the NBA draft. Why aren't other schools trying to take advantage of one-and-done players?
I think some of them are. I think you look at Duke. Duke's had a few of those, and they could have as many as three of them after this year. Kansas last year had two guys go after a year. So there are some that do it. Calipari has been the guy who's been able to get those players year after year after year. It's a high wire act, and sometimes it doesn't work. You go back a couple of years, Kentucky missed the NCAA tournament because the reload system didn't work that time.
Pat, the NBA currently requires players to be 1 year removed from high school before they can enter the draft. If the league expanded that rule to 2 years, would that have any effect on Coach Calipari's recruiting advantage?
It might even be more pronounced, because what if Anthony Davis were a sophomore? And what if Karl Towns were going to be a sophomore next year? Now, maybe other teams get in on some of these guys, but for now, he's reinvented the recruiting model, and it's working tremendously. And I think adding another year on college campuses would probably only benefit him.
Pat Forte is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports and a regular here on Only a Game as well. Pat, thanks very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.